Good evening. My name is Lisette and I'm your host. We are getting ready to go into a new book. However, I wanted to make some declarations on prosperity. And when I speak of prosperity, I don't necessarily speak of it in wealth. However, that is a plus. But I speak of it in all aspects of your life. Earlier this week, I took a class. And before I took this class, the Holy Spirit said, "Open the windows of heaven." And I thought, okay. I wrote this down in the kitchen on a notepad. And then I took this class later on in the afternoon. And the instructor began to talk about opening the windows of heaven. And I thought, geez, that's the same word that God gave me this morning. But here's what he said. If God is going to open a window in heaven, it's going to open inside of us. The kingdom of God works inside out, not outside in. And that is in ideas, in thoughts, in wisdom, in strategies, in your finances. It's in all aspects of your life. So I thought I'd bring this to you because as we work in the kingdom of God and as we continue in our walk with Christ, we want to prosper in all aspects. We want to grow and learn from him. So I want to make these declarations, but before I do, let's pray. Bow your heads. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you would minister to every person that is in the airways, Father God, that hears this podcast, Father God. I pray that you give them innovative ideas, that you give them strategies, that you take them to greater dominions of knowledge and knowing Christ. That you would give them wisdom beyond their years, a wisdom that comes from heaven, Father. I pray, Father God, that you increase their finances. I pray that you increase their maturity in Christ. I ask, Father God, that you elevate them to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And I ask, Father God, that you do it suddenly and that the work of righteousness come quickly upon them, Father God. I pray your blessings over their life, that the blessings of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit overflow in them. And Father God, that you would manifest yourself in a greater way in their lives in the name of Jesus. I pray. So, prosperity. First one, Lord, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. Psalms 23:1. That's the Amplified. I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that, you've received it, and it will be yours. Mark 11:24, NLT. Grace and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. NIV, 2 Peter 1:2. My towns will again overflow with prosperity, and the Lord will again comfort Zion and choose Jerusalem. Zechariah 1:17. That I may see the prosperity of your chosen, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. Psalms 106:5, and that too may our inheritance be in abundance in the name of Jesus, for we are his children, and what belongs to him belongs to us. I'm not talking about our natural fathers, I'm talking about our heavenly Father. And in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Psalms 36. King James Version. May the mountains yield prosperity for all, and may the hills be fruitful. Psalms 72:3. Just a few more. I decree sudden breakthrough, Psalms 113:12, sudden turnaround in the name of Jesus. Whatever I do will prosper, Psalms 1. I will be anointed with oil. My cup runneth over, Psalms 23, in the name of Jesus. I decree overflow. Again, Psalms 23. Let God take pleasure in my prosperity. Psalms 35. May I inherit the land. You be satisfied in the day of famine. Psalms 37. May I come into a wealthy place. Psalms 66. May you be fat and flourish. Psalms, I don't have that one, sorry. May I increase more and more, Psalms 115. May God save and send prosperity now, Psalms 118. Peace within our walls and prosperity in our palace, Psalms 121. May God cause all grace to abound in you. May 2 Corinthians 9:8. May the plowman take the reaper in my life. Amos 9. As you give, may it be given unto you. Luke 3:38. May the blessings of the Lord make you rich and add no sorrow to your life. Proverbs 10:22. In the name of Jesus. Father God, may this word go forth and you bless your people, Father, in abundance. Cover them in your precious blood and bless them in the name of Jesus. Amen.